This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of the show, power level 9,000. That is to say, 9,000.
For 9,000! Yeah.
9,000 US dollars for one Bitcoin. Hey, Johnny.
Hi, Ian. Johnny Ray here.
Here we are again. Of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That was a kind of a meme clip from YouTube of this Dragon Ball Z. It's a cartoon, anime cartoon, very, very popular. I've never actually seen a full episode of Dragon Ball Z. I've seen clips here and there on the internet. And one of the ones that is prolific is this It's Over 9,000 meme, where this clip, which we just played, is very, very popular to turn into memes. And we knew that when Bitcoin was going to hit 9,000, which happened late last night, that the memes were going to be all over the place. And so I just wanted to share that.
So this 9,000 meme has been around for a while.
And it has.
It's just now applicable to the Bitcoin community.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought I've been expecting a crash in Bitcoin for
a lot of people have
for a while now, because it's just been going. The price has been rising pretty quick, pretty rapidly, and I've been reading what a lot of people have been terming fear, uncertainty, and doubt type propaganda about these tethers, which are a cryptocurrency whose value is pegged to the dollar. People say
I never understood that. I never understood how you could possibly peg a cryptocurrency to the dollar, but I mean, I'm not an expert on these matters. It just seems like that sounds scammy to me.
Like, sure.
All the other cryptocurrencies, their price shifts throughout the day.
They're valued at what people want to spend on
them. And what the market decides. So how do you peg something to the dollar? Are they manipulating the supply? Is it that they, you know, if the price of the tether goes up to $1.02, that they then add more tethers to circulation? But if the price goes down to 98 cents, they print more tethers out, kind of thing? Like, how do they do that exactly?
I don't know. I'm not on the exchanges.
Yeah.
But my assumption was simply that
that takes central planning, right? Like
the people who ran the exchanges had agreed to accept a tether to be equal to a dollar. So if you wanted it, so if one of their customers came in with 1,000 tethers, the owner of the exchange or the owner of the exchange would sell them crypto, would exchange other crypto at that rate. But now I'm thinking on the exchanges, you're not buying from the owner of the exchange, you're buying from other people.
And normally the other people can set what price they want to get for the you know, the amount they want to sell. Whether they get it or not is up to the market to decide.
Well, the folks in my corner of the Bitcoin Reddit neighborhood, the BTC, which is where the sort of the big blockers go, and their fans.
So there's two Reddits. Well, I'm sure there's more than two, but the two big Bitcoin Reddits are r/BTC and r/Bitcoin. r/BTC came out later because r/Bitcoin was accused, and basically it's been proven time and time again, of censoring people's posts. So that's why you go to BTC.
Yeah, because I'm in the big blocker camp all the way, and Bitcoin, reddit.com/r/Bitcoin is definitely a place for small blockers.
It's also highly controlled. You cannot even talk about certain topics on r/Bitcoin.
So the folks at r/BTC were saying that Tethers had been printed up in this latest price run-up in Bitcoin, and they were suggesting that they had just been issued for the purpose of putting onto the market and wash trading Bitcoin to raise the price, where you have multiple accounts, you sell to one account, you sell back to the other, and that way you kind of peg the price, you raise the price on your own.
And how is that? I guess I'm not a trader expert or whatever. I don't understand how that would cause the price of Bitcoin to go up.
I just look at it very simply as the price is what somebody will pay for it.
Right.
So if you're selling back and forth to yourself, you can buy or sell at whatever price you want. And if there's just a certain, if your accounts are doing the trading, then are doing the majority of the trading, then you have a great influence on the price.
But then you're paying fees to the exchange just to send money back and forth. I mean, I guess the idea is that the price would go up, hopefully, and so therefore it would cover the costs of whatever the fees are that you have to pay. Because every time you do a trade, you're paying a fee to the exchange for the you know, ability to make that trade in the first place. So if you're talking about having the person buy Bitcoin with this thing called the Tether, right? And then what, buy back more Tethers and then use that to buy Bitcoin again? I don't know. I don't know how that would work, and I don't see how ever many people would be doing something like that would have an effect on what is a global marketplace with currencies trading all over the place. I mean, different people trade different currencies for Bitcoin, right? Like, not just Tether, but, you know, hundreds of different cryptocurrencies out there are being traded for Bitcoin at any time. And I don't know what the current market is for Tether, but we can look it up. There's a handy website called CoinMarketCap.com. And let's see, Tether right now has a market cap of just under $700,000, or excuse me, $700 million. So it's not a small currency. It's ranked at number 21. Its volume over 24 hours, though, is only 68,000 Bitcoin, or approximately $644 million traded in 24 hours. So it's no small, you know, it's not a small player, but on the other hand, is that enough to really, you know, is that enough to really have an effect on Bitcoin? And I don't even really understand what the allegations are, but I did see something recently about the Tether allegations saying that, you know, like, I guess that the trading or something on the Tether has stopped and the price continued to go up on Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bitcoin, I always hesitate to buy into the idea that one thing is affecting the Bitcoin market price. Bitcoin feels so large to me. It's just hard to believe. I mean, I understand the allegation would be that people with a bunch of money could, if they sold a lot of Bitcoin or bought a lot of Bitcoin at any given moment, affect the price. I mean, there's no doubt. But
well, if most of the Bitcoins are neither being bought nor sold, but are just staying where they are, but a tiny fraction of them are being traded, that fraction is what constitutes the price on the markets for them,
right,
is what the people trading it do. So you can affect the price with a sliver of the total amount of the commodity.
But that presumes you're in a vacuum, right? And there's also all these other players out there who are also looking to do things with Bitcoin, whether it be buy or sell. And right now, you've got over $5 billion in volume in Bitcoin just within the last 24 hours. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Skype as well. The Skype username
is LRN.FM. If you want to get on the radio, and you don't have to talk about Bitcoin, we're obviously pretty excited about the over $9,000 price of a Bitcoin tonight, which earlier today I think it actually eclipsed $9,400 for a short bit. So that's the new record high, $9,400 and some, which is amazing, and we're probably right around the corner from $10,000.
Sure.
And then how long before, you know, a lot of people are saying it's a bubble, it's going to crash. There's a lot of conspiracy theory. Johnny, you were just talking about some theory involving the Tether, which is, I guess, a somewhat minor, somewhat larger, ranked at like number 21 on the world crypto charts of some sort of weird crypto that's somehow tethered to the U.S. dollar. I suspect it's through central manipulation of the currency. They must be printing tethers, so to speak, or generating new tethers at a rate that keeps it, you know, keeps its value down. Or if the value is going up and they need to reduce, or the value of the tether is going down and they need to increase it, then they would have to destroy tethers, right, to remove them from circulation. That's my speculation. I've never really looked into this thing. The first time I heard about it, I thought, that doesn't sound honest, you know. Pegging something to the U.S. dollar sounds like a terrible idea.
I think Tether was originally issued by an exchange called Bitfinex, which is a big U.S. Bitcoin or crypto exchange, and that they do not have. They claimed that they had dollars in an amount that the tethers were backed. That each tether was backed by a dollar. And, however, Bitfinex doesn't have a relationship with a bank, and they were issuing tethers without necessarily bringing money in or having dollars on hand.
Well, I want to tell you about this, though, which is to say there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. We've been talking about Bitcoin, and that's an important one. It's one that you want to learn about. Whether you decide to get some or not, that's up to you. Obviously, you shouldn't invest anything more than you can afford to lose, because the price is not guaranteed to go up forever. It certainly has had an amazing trend over the last year. But go to Bitcoin.com if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. That's a great place to get started. Also, to get some news headlines about the Bitcoin universe, you can do that over at Bitcoin.com as well. Plus, you can get involved in their Bitcoin mining pool. You decide what you want to mine. Do you want to mine Bitcoin Core? Do you want to mine the new Bitcoin Cash? It's up to you at Bitcoin.com. So here's a story, Johnny Ray, about Tether actually just lost $31 million worth of their currency. This is an alleged hack. From TechCrunch.com, Bitcoin cruised past 8,000 for the first time this week. You can tell this was written recently, but it was November 20th, actually, so not even a week ago, and we're already past 9,000. Tether operates, it all hasn't been smooth sailing for Tether, a company that helps exchanges convert fiat currency to tokens. They said that a hacker snatched nearly $31 million worth. Tether operates USDT, a cryptocurrency asset that it backs via the U.S. dollar. The company said that $30.9 million worth of USDT was taken from its core treasury wallet through malicious action by an external attacker. In response, Tether says it has flagged the tokens, meaning that it will track them and prevent the holder from exchanging them through its service, and that it is working to recover them. For partners, the back-end wallet service has been suspended. Tether said it will investigate the incident while it rolls out an update to OmniCore, which is its software for the partners, that will prevent the stolen coins from recirculating into its ecosystem by essentially locking them into the alleged hacker's wallet. One of the partners that uses Tether is crypto exchange Bitfinex, who you mentioned, which itself lost 119,756 Bitcoin, at that time worth about $72 million, but valued at over $950 million today in a hack over a year ago. And actually, the Shire Free Church, which operates this show, had an account at Bitfinex at that time, and we lost about $2,600 or $2,900 worth of Bitcoin in that particular hack.
Rats.
Yeah, well, that's the risk of keeping Bitcoin on an exchange. You are putting your money in the hands of somebody else, and you're trusting them to have what it takes to protect that money from external influence, and they failed. As CoinDesk reports, the incident is sure to throw up more questions about the relationship between Tether and the secretive exchange Bitfinex. The duo are rumored to share owners and have been accused of leaning on each other to manipulate the market. Already there are theories circulating that suggest this new attack could be an inside job. Bitcoin's value took a dent when the news came out, but quickly recovered. And then they go on to talk about the current price of Bitcoin, which is outdated because it's now over $9,300 per Bitcoin.
Right. So that hack was about a week ago, approximately.
Yeah.
And when that happened, that's when I knew that there was something funny going on, and I knew that Bitcoin the price was going to crash, but it didn't. No, it didn't. And that's
because I think Bitcoin is bigger than whatever the conspiracy theory of the moment is. I mean, uh-huh. If you think about the amount of attention Bitcoin's getting out there in the news media, it's getting some attention. It was my roommate here showed me a video of this, I guess, very popular show called Big Bang Theory. It's a syndicated TV show or whatever, and they have a promo that's all about Bitcoin. Like the characters in the show in this upcoming season, or maybe it already aired this year, I don't know, but sometime this season, they're going to like invest in Bitcoin and then somebody's going to steal it from them or something like that. So it's just all about Bitcoin. Now, whether it's a positive message about Bitcoin is another question, but Bitcoin is certainly getting more exposure in the news media these days than it ever has. You've got people like Jamie Dimon from Chase Bank coming out and attacking Bitcoin publicly. You've got even Alan Greenspan being trotted out to attack Bitcoin publicly as well. We read some of his comments a couple of weeks ago on this program. You've got these big bankers and big old money people coming out on the attack. You've got financial publications, Wall Street Journal, CNBC, doing story after story about Bitcoin, about the attacks on it, about the price that just continues to rise over time. All of that is creating interest. You know, people, even if they don't understand Bitcoin, are very interested in trying to get a hold of some of it. There are a lot of people who will come in. We run the Bitcoin vending machine here in town, one of them. And Chris Reitman, our Thursday night host, is at that store every single day. So he sees the kind of people that come in. There's a fair amount of older folks, people who are in their retirement age who are coming in.
Wow, coming in to the Bitcoin vending machine.
That's right, to buy Bitcoin. They have heard about Bitcoin. They want to get some Bitcoin because they've got dollars, but those lose value over time. This is not losing value over time. It's going up in value. Now, it's no guarantee it's going to continue to go up in value, but you know, people want what they think to be a sure thing or a good bet,
mm-hmm.
and Bitcoin looks like a pretty good bet
mm-hmm.
from any aspect of it. So a lot of that, I think, is fueling this increased popularity and the increased price of Bitcoin. But again, you know, what the hell do I know? Nobody knows what is all going into the price of a Bitcoin besides thousands upon thousands or hundreds of thousands of sales of it and purchases of it every single day. And why are those individuals buying it or selling it? Everybody's got their own story, you know? Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you should know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com. Enter coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to receive 10% off of your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And yes, they do take Bitcoin. You'll need to send them an email if you want to pay with Bitcoin. But don't forget coupon code FTL in your email to make sure you get the 10% off of that as well. So again, that's SimplifyMySupplements.com with code FTL. As we continue here, we're talking cryptocurrency-related news, and we're discussing the record-high prices again. Last night, they were record highs. Tonight, they were record highs. Bitcoin just keeps going up over time in value, and it's an amazing thing. And I think, to me, that seems to be the reason why it is so successful, is it's, you know, success breeds success, right? Bitcoin's number one. It's number one by a landslide. It's the top cryptocurrency. It's got more value in it than all the other cryptocurrencies in the world combined. Of course, all of them combined is an incredible amount. It's getting close to $300 billion. Not quite, but probably within, I would say probably by the end of the year, it's going to hit $300 billion globally for all the value of all the cryptocurrency in existence, if it keeps going at the rate that it's at, that it's going. Of course, there are no such guarantees, obviously, in life. But if you look at some of the interesting stories out there, it gives you kind of a taste for just how popular these things are. Headline from Cointelegraph.com, Bitcoin going mainstream. Coinbase has more users than Charles Schwab. Now, Charles Schwab is a brokerage firm, you know, a company that helps people invest in stock, you know, stock trading, for instance. In a sign of growing mainstream acceptance, digital currency exchange Coinbase now boasts more accounts than brokerage firm Charles Schwab. According to its website, Coinbase has 13 million users, while the number of Schwab brokerage accounts stood at 10.6 million at the end of 2016. Now, those numbers don't paint a complete picture, says Cointelegraph, since the amount of assets controlled by Schwab certainly exceeds those of Coinbase users. Nevertheless, the actual number of users indicates a massive volume of adoption as the public begins to dabble in cryptocurrencies. Coinbase user numbers have grown by 167% this year alone. So, you know, compare the constant growth of the price of Bitcoin over the last year. We've seen over 1,000% growth in the price of Bitcoin. I was just looking at the history from within the last year, and a year ago tonight, it was like $737 for one Bitcoin. It's now over $9,000 for one Bitcoin.
Ian, I have some more information on Tether.
Sure.
From CryptoCompare.com. USDT, which is the symbol,
yeah,
the ticker symbol for Tether.
Yep.
USDT is a cryptocurrency asset issued on the Bitcoin blockchain via the OmniLayer protocol.
It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know what that is.
The OmniLayer is
some sort of add-on to Bitcoin.
Omni, formerly MasterCoin, is a digital currency and communications protocol built on the Bitcoin blockchain.
Okay.
It is one of several efforts to enable complex financial functions in a cryptocurrency. Planned features include the development of a decentralized exchange and the implementation of smart property and savings wallets.
Okay.
And it's backed by dollars.
The tether.
That's the claim.
And the big question is, are they telling the truth?
They have a transparency page, which shows, which has numbers on it showing their balances in euros and dollars. And on the transparency page, it says that they've got assets of $664 million approximately. There are $695 million worth of Tether in circulation.
Okay.
30 million of that has been quarantined.
Yep,
has been quarantined, like you said, and another approximately 30 million. Sorry, I was making sure I was reading that. Another $30,000 worth of Tether have been authorized but not issued.
Okay.
So, according to the Tether transparency page, There's an equity for the shareholders of approximately $330,000, but I understand that it's not confirmed. These numbers aren't confirmed. They're not necessarily audited by a trusted auditor.
So they don't have a third party auditor,
right?
You're taking their word. People are taking their word for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think there's some big question marks surrounding that, because to me it just sounds very, very centrally controlled, very centrally planned, and in my opinion, that's not good for money.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you're welcome to comment and bring up whatever you want. Pat is on the line in Thunder Bay, Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling to give you guys a news update. I was just listening to a different show before I tuned you in.
All right.
And the Always Biased Broadcasting Corporation had a very, very, very cute sounding commentator. And evidently, Al Franken has just broken his few-day chain of silence here. And he's laying out a line of smoke like, well, I'm very sorry, and I'm sure that this photo made this woman feel very uncomfortable, and it was very inappropriate for me to do this. And I'm sorry that this staged picture came to public light. Staged.
You're referring to the photograph where Alf... Are you referring
to the... I don't know if you ever wore a flak jacket, but this woman, if you've ever seen her, has got big tatas. And there ain't no room for a tata and a hand under a flak jacket without serious contact.
His hands are above the flak jacket.
You're referring to the picture where Al Franken is, I guess, giving some sort of comedy routine to a group of soldiers, as I understand it. And
no, this is a picture when this girl's passed. She's asleep on the airplane. He's groping her.
Yeah, they're on the way back from what you were describing, like a U.S.
Oh, yeah, he's got a big old Cheshire Cat smile on his face.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Got his hand right up underneath her flak jacket.
Yeah. Well, Pat, I don't have any love for Al Franken whatsoever, but in this case, I've taken a slight interest in it because when it first broke, the story had the accompanying picture, and I could see looking at the picture that Al Franken was not actually touching the woman. His hands are very close to her.
Yeah, he doesn't have his hands under anything.
Yeah, but over the flak jacket. But in addition to that, his hands are not even touching the flak jacket.
I think maybe a little more research is due this.
Maybe they are, maybe they aren't.
I'm an old redneck. I'm running off of DC power here. I'm off the grid.
Yeah.
All right? So I don't have the inner tube and all that business. But I bet you if you guys did a little digger deep and you could find some more clips.
Let's do some digger deep. And
you know, what am I going to find out? That he's a sick, you know, pervert politician?
Know.
I mean, is that supposed to surprise me?
You guys are one of the few shows that tells me the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what the truth is here. I don't know the truth about whether or not he grabbed her breasts or not. I mean, Johnny, you're saying that he's not touching.
It's clear to me that he's not touching her.
It would seem to me, based on the shadows that you can see, that most of his hands are not touching her. He may be with the tips of some of his fingers.
But it's always described as him grabbing her breasts.
Yeah. But ultimately... Okay, surprise, surprise. Politicians are ugly, perverted old men. I mean, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, no one should be surprised.
There's three more women that have claimed that while he was...
Oh, I bet that's true. Thank you, Pat, for the call.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it be perverted politicians or, you know, anything that's on your mind. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin specifically here tonight. Also, this really questionable cryptocurrency called the Tether, which I don't even know. Is it a cryptocurrency? You said it was like built on top of the Bitcoin blockchain somehow.
Right.
Johnny Ray. So I don't honestly know a whole lot about it, but it just sounds really suspicious to me because they somehow are pegging it to the price of the dollar. And to me, that seems like a really bad idea. But, you know, what do I know? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Dave is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
If you don't actually want to know the answer. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
You guys hung up on me last night, and I don't like being hung up on.
You know why? It's because you kept repeating yourself.
Because I want to know, how do I go about getting a search warrant against my landlord?
Right. So for listeners just tuning in, including Johnny Ray, who was not here last night, Dave would like to get a search warrant against his landlord because he wants to know if his landlord has an email address, because Dave wants to contact his landlord via email rather than having to talk to him on the phone or physically find him in real life. And you want the police to search his house to try to determine whether or not he has an email address. Is that correct?
Yes, because whenever I try to call him, he asks me if he has email. He goes, "It's a good question, really, really, really good question." I even made a video about this. My YouTube channel is Hudson Daily Guy's Videos. You know,
it used to be Hudson Valley Guy 1, right?
I still have that one, but now I have Hudson Valley Guy Videos.
So if you guys want to watch some really crazy stuff where a man repeats himself incessantly and acts like a pro wrestler, it would be a really entertaining thing for you. If you like Dave's calls, you'll love his YouTube channel. I'm glad to know. Hudson Valley Guy Videos, you said.
Right. I want to be able to get a search warrant against my landlord because I want to be able to pay my rent through I want to give my credit card info through email. I don't want to.
You know that's not secure, right? You know that's not secure. Giving somebody credit card information over email is one of the most insecure ways that you could possibly do it. You'd actually be better off talking to them on the phone.
How is it insecure?
Because emails are not encrypted, generally, unless you have a specific system to encrypt your emails. If you're using PGP, for instance, or some other thing like LavaBit, your emails are going out in what they call plain text. They are going through various different servers, completely unencrypted, and anybody along that path, because when you hit send, it doesn't go straight to the person. It goes through a bunch of different points. It goes through different hops on the internet, different servers that move that email to where it ultimately is intended to go. Now, it all happens within, you know, a few seconds time, generally, unless it gets caught up in the tubes somewhere. It is relatively quick, but it is still going through a lot of different places, and anybody with access to those email servers could, in theory, strip your credit card number out of it and then utilize that for whatever purpose they wanted to. So it is a very insecure thing.
It's one of those prepaid debit cards. I put money on a prepaid debit card, yeah. And then I can do that. That's how I do it. I put money onto a prepaid debit card, and then I'll give them that card. I don't give my real card.
When you signed a lease with this landlord, what was it that he said he would accept for payment?
I never met the guy.
Who did you sign a lease with? Was it a manager, a property manager of some sort?
Yeah, a property manager, but the landlord, the guy who I sent my rent down to, lives in Brooklyn.
Okay. Okay, but when you signed the lease, did you read the lease before you signed it?
I don't have the lease.
How is it that you don't have the lease?
Because I don't know where it is. My mom might have it, but I don't know where she put it.
Your mom? Hold on. Did you have your mommy sign a lease for you, Dave? How old are you?
Old enough to know better, but anyway, but still.
Old enough to know better than what?
She has the lease, and I don't know where it is.
Why is your lease under your mom's name? Is it because your credit's so bad that you had to have mommy sign a lease for you?
No, I also signed it too, but you know, she put it somewhere in her house somewhere.
Did you read it before you signed it?
I might have. I don't remember what it said word for word.
Yeah,
but
well, I agree with you there. You're not going to remember what it said word for word. But here's what you do: you can go and look at your lease, and in some cases, it'll tell you what the landlord will accept as far as payment is concerned. So he may not accept payment through email. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, that is a good policy because you don't want to expose your customers to potential identity theft or potential credit card theft.
I have a prepaid debit card.
Yes,
you
said
that
already.
I can give him that number through email.
He doesn't want it through email. So how are you paying him?
Every time I keep on calling him, all it goes is Jack goes 9-1.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't want to talk to you, Dave. I mean, geez, why would someone not want to talk to you? Is it because you might be repeating yourself annoyingly, constantly saying the same thing over and over again?
Everybody likes talking to me.
Ian, you like talking to him.
I love talking to Dave. I am so entertained by him, but he gets a little boring at some point. Like, at some point, he'll just continue to repeat himself over and over again, and we just have to stop at that point. But, Dave, I don't think you're really kind of getting this. Give me a little more background here. So you moved out of the welfare house that you were in, and now you're in this place, and you're actually trying to pay your own rent. Now, are you getting... You're getting welfare to pay the rent money, right? You said you had admitted to us last night that you're on disability.
Wherever I have lived, I've always paid my rent in person. I want to know who this guy is on paying
with
my rent.
Money given to you by the state, right? The government
for
gave you that
I
money.
Know, I could be paying my rent to ISIS, to Al Qaeda.
Okay, so how many months have you lived in this new place?
Let's see, May, June, July, mm-hmm. August, September,
so
October,
months.
November.
Yep, six months. How did you pay the rent in the last 5 months?
I moved in here in May.
Yeah, that's not an answer to my question. I asked you how you paid the rent over the last 5 months.
I get SSDI.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I didn't ask you where the money came from to pay the rent. We know that you're getting welfare. How did you pay the rent? How did you get the money from your account into the landlord's?
I either sent him a MoneyGram or, you know, the last, I've been sending him MoneyGrams, and, mm-hmm. and the last, let's say, and during this come October, November, I gave him the numbers from my prepaid debit card, and I called him up, and I gave him the number that way. Because I know that snow is coming and winter is coming.
So you did call him? I thought you couldn't talk to him on the phone.
Yeah, I called him at the beginning of the month, and I left him several messages. Just to have him call me back, you know. I just want to send him. I want to give him my credit card information through email, so
he doesn't
want
that.
Keep on calling him.
He doesn't want that. Maybe he likes talking to you.
I don't care what he wants. I don't care what he wants. If I have to show up on his front door at 2:00 in the morning, I will.
Don't do that, Dave.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Just, Dave, my advice is to keep doing what you're doing with the MoneyGrams.
Pay the MoneyGram, yeah.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And don't spare any more thought to this alleged problem of yours. Don't worry about your landlord. Don't let him make you upset. Just go about your own life and concentrate.
I want to know what his email address is.
But you're not entitled to that, Dave.
Yes, I am. I'm entitled to everything.
Very funny. And the police, when you get the police involved, they don't help.
No, they make things worse.
They will make things worse for you and your landlord.
That is sage advice, Johnny Ray.
I just want his email so I don't have to keep on calling him and calling and where his number goes.
Do you understand what no means? Do you understand what no means?
All he said, it's a good question, very, very good question.
That's right.
I don't
said
know.
At the very beginning of your call.
I made a video about it today.
Did you really?
Hudson Valley Guy videos.
I don't mind giving free promos for your channel because there are some entertaining, some entertaining stuff on there, Dave. Thank you. You're not going to get his email address, so you need to give up and follow Johnny Ray's advice. Just keep paying your rent through the MoneyGram, okay? Have a nice day. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Good advice, Johnny Ray.
Thanks. I wish you the best, Dave.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, even if he's not mad about that, the next time he calls, he'll be mad about something else. He's always got something that's upsetting him. There's more on the way here, though. Hour number two coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.